there's a pub quiz going on, and the guy who's doing it isn't the brightest. Okay, here is this guy about to give us some blurb. Read out the questions.
We're doing 1, 2. Looks like a 4 and a 2. Which is 4 drinks for artists, 4 winners, and 2 for the runners up. And a few consolation prizes. Right then, have you got any more before we start? I think we're all ready. Right, we've got a... we've got one new team in this evening, I think, yes.
This really is the cheesiest quiz. I am recording some of these questions to be broadcast.
Actually,
put some of these on audio, the single audio, and boom, I can, because this really is.
Okay, which organisation were called hypocrites in March after ever the campaign for all people to be paid a living wage and yet didn't pay to garbage. Their own staff?
General knowledge.
I think Unite is obviously the obvious one, but yeah.
Hang on, so this guy doesn't set the questions. Who does? Can't hear you. This guy doesn't set the questions, and who does?
I guess it's all on the
internet base, isn't it?
Yeah, but usually people know the
extremely difficult. No, this is the easy round.
No, it's all on a machine and everything.
Right. Judge of England 2! Getting it right.
Another question coming up then.
Okay! Last one of this round. Villages in South Yorkshire recently campaigned successfully to rename a road Archer's Way. What was the previous name of the road?
Yeah. What are the choices? Backpassage,
Derrière Road, Backpassage, Big Rear End or Derrière.
What's it going to be? What do you reckon?
Derrière Drive or Backpassage, I reckon.
Booked Hole Road.
All right, okay.
It is.
But which village? That's the problem.
Three. This will be interesting after this round then. With the scores. There they are.
Oh. This is easily the tackiest pub quiz I think I've ever come across. I've been to a few.
Snooker player.
Ray Reardon, I thought.
Probably Mark Williams or Matthew Stevens.
Oh, B and C pretty recent then, because I know of the other three, Matt, Joy, Griffiths and Reardon. Yeah, again, it depends. Yeah, it depends on who was surveyed. Yeah, it was. Mark Williams. Is he recent? Is he? I mean, I don't follow it.
He's recent.
I used to follow it in the days of Terry Griffiths and Ray Reardon.
I think Mark Williams. Did he ever win anything? No.
Ah, there you go. You see, there you go. Everybody thinking the same. Who's the one then? The one getting it right, Mark Williams. There you go. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, name a phrase with the word virgin in it. In it.
Virgin, Virgin Internet.
Name a phrase with the word virgin.
Virgin Record. Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Mary.
It's Virgin Records. Or Virgin Atlantic.
Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Mary. Boundary.
Difficult one.
You don't exist anymore.
The Catholics care more about Mary than they did Jesus, so it's got to be Virgin Mary.
A or B. A or B.
Yes! Virgin Mary.
D. Yeah, it was a mixed bag, yeah. Virgin Records.
Virgin Records, Virgin Atlantic.
Like a virgin.
They don't exist anymore, do the Virgin Records? Yeah, they're all finished.
Virgin's dead.
Oh, flickering, hang on. Oh, we got, oh, it's gone. See, nobody took my offer. There you go. Right, moving on there. Name a song with money in the title.
I thought.
I would have gone.
Say you've got money by Pink Floyd, simplest, but it wasn't in there, was it?
Did you get that one up there? I'm sorry about this.
Top five answers, Graham, by the survey.
No, exactly. So you've got to only go what's in the survey.
It's one of my cables is loose down at this end. There you go, money, money, money. ABBA.
Hitting the road shortly, so there's your lot for the audio.
Now that's an old one.
Now back home, sweet home, and yeah, that was one of the cackiest pub quizzes I think I've ever been to. Mainly, as it turned out, I didn't realise it's actually the husband of the landlady doing the quiz. I thought it was someone from outside. And they ended up having various equipment failures. I think the VGA cable on the laptop died. And so in the end they had to read out the answers. And having this electronic equipment, what happened was that each team has a clicker that they use to indicate a choice. I've seen this stuff used in classrooms actually before now, but you know, they used it in the pub quiz, and they have everything's an MCQ, presumably because people are too stupid to answer. You know, you ask, I don't know, who was the Labour Prime Minister between 1945 and 1951? You wouldn't expect choice. You'd expect them to know or not know. That's the way that normal pub quizzes work. However, you've got a few bits and pieces of the questions. So in my usual tradition, I've not listened to any of it. It's just going to get sent as it is. Bye for now. I should also say, in case it didn't come out earlier, maybe it did, I'm with my parents in Spondon at the moment, but this was done in the White Lion in Sandyacre, which is about, I think it's about 3 miles away from here, I suppose.